You teach a child. A child has supreme intelligence. But that child, if it is not fully awake when it comes into this life, is going to have to be taught the faculty of a new brain. It's like breaking in a new auto machine or riding a new horse. You have to break the horse before you can ride it. A new brain has to be developed. And the way that it is developed, that superconsciousness can stay latent in the child while the child is going through its primary years of having its father and mother's beliefs taught to it. And that those beliefs are through association. For example, blue. Blue. The sky is blue. And the child looks up and the sky is blue. Now why is it, if it's 10.5 million years old, why is it having to recognize the sky as blue since it's been broken for 35,000 years and we can all see that it's blue now? And why do we have to teach it again? Because the brain has to be retaught. And so the brain is seeing with its eye an association. Blue looks like a word that means that through the view. And the child puts both thoughts together in association. The sky will always be blue. Until the father takes it out and say, it's gray. The sky is gray. And now the sky to the child is gray and blue. You understand how this is work? Well, this is what's happened to you. So your personality is nothing more than associative memory. That's what you are. Now, if the brain then on the next level is considered the great architect, well, isn't it? Because the more you learn, the more tools that you have to fabricate an idea. Now, you're doing the fabrication on a associative conscious memory level. We're not talking superconsciousness yet. We're talking yellow brain association. We build ideas from the storehouse of knowledge that we have accrued in our life. And we formulate an idea that poses a question, and it sits here. The brain goes through all of its memory, like a computer, associating ideas to fit the answer. And sometimes it will do that. And that's what we call thinking. But then, what is it to make an unknown? An unknown, then, is to have yourself think of an idea, a design, a symbol that is unknown to you in association. In association. And to put it here. And when you put it here, you've learned how the brain on a quantum level collapse the energy into specific form to create reality, so you experience it. Now, that experience is a part of wisdom. The brain has to make new paradigms of ideas in order for the unknown to be evoked.